This is KLCC News. I'm Tripp Sommer. Joey Hulbert takes his biology seriously. The OSU graduate has been admitted to the University of Pretoria, South Africa, as a PhD candidate in microbiology and plant pathology. But he's not just going there to study. Joey wants to create citizen scientists and save South African trees. Joey, welcome to KLCC.
Thank you, Tripp. It's great to be here. So I'm moving to South Africa to start a PhD, and we're interested in surveying the native forests for a group of microorganisms that are commonly known for causing plant disease. And the group we're interested in are Phytophthora, which are responsible for several diseases here in Oregon, such as Porterford cedar root rot and sudden oak death. This group of organisms are more commonly known for causing the Irish potato famine. We want to survey the native forests of South Africa for this group of microorganisms because there hasn't been a survey in the native forests of South Africa.
Do you have some idea of what plants and trees are affected in that country?
I was recently shown a photo of a silver tree. They actually kind of look like pine trees. And this particular silver tree has been affected by Phytophthora cinnamomi, which is a root rot pathogen.
Another thing you'll be up to in South Africa is to develop citizen scientists.
I'm going to start this answer with a quote from Nelson Mandela. Education is the most powerful weapon we can use to change the world. The citizen science programs engage the public in scientific research. And it's not just about public participation. It's about education and inspiration. Citizen science is key, and it will be helpful in South Africa because you don't have to be an expert to contribute to science. So in the case of our project, you can teach anyone about microorganisms and that microorganisms cause sickness or disease. Empowering someone with the idea that they themselves can figure out what caused that disease or what caused that plant to be sick, that is where the inspiration comes in.
What sort of tools are you gathering or developing?
And this gets to an important question. How do you teach someone about microorganisms without a microscope? We are certainly going to have to develop materials that can help us teach that. For example, we want to make a handbook that shows the symptoms on plants that we're interested in sampling and also introduces, you know, what causes those symptoms. One thing that we do want to provide is a way to culture microorganisms. So you can't necessarily see an individual bacterium. It's visible to your eye when there's thousands of individual bacteriums. So when you have a colony, it becomes visible. So if we can provide these rural communities with a means to culture these microorganisms, then you can actually begin to see what's causing these plant sickness, what's causing the plants to be sick without a microscope. With our citizen science program, we hope to work with rural communities in South Africa that are less fortunate, and especially when it comes to education.
I know you're an avid bicyclist. You taking your bike with you?
I absolutely am. I unfortunately am only going to take one bicycle. But
better than none, right?
Right. Yeah, I hope to do some touring in South Africa. I hope that's a possibility.
Joey Hulbert has a master's degree from OSU. He will begin study for a doctorate in microbiology and plant pathology at the University of Pretoria, South Africa, this fall. Joey is using crowdfunding to support his citizen science project. He's working with experiment.com. The deadline is April 24th. Tripp Sommer, KLCC News.